Hello everybody and welcome to Gwen's DM. I'm your host with the most, Gwen. We are back with part two of the tax-free podcast series. As promised, in this episode, I'll be covering everything that you need to know and covering the different ways on how to invest tax-free. Now remember, just a young reminder, please note that I am not a financial advisor or a tax practitioner, so information shared on this episode is of a general nature and based on, of course, my personal experiences and should not be regarded as financial or tax advice. The views expressed on this episode are my personal views and do not represent the views held by my employer. Let's get started, darlings. Personally, I think it's important to think of your tax-free investment as a long-term investment. I mentioned previously that initially when this incentive was introduced back in 2015, it was available through the traditional savings accounts such as fixed deposits. Remember that in a fixed deposit, you can only earn interest. As mentioned in my previous episode, this could actually be a bit of a waste of your tax-free allowance, this nice, beautiful gift that SARS has gifted you with. So let me explain what I mean by that. Let's say you invested your $36,000 in a tax-free savings account, earning 3.5%. That would mean you will probably earn interest of $1,260, right? Already as individuals, we get an interest exemption of $23,800 per year. Now, for the life of me, please tell me what tax are you saving on this fixed deposit tax-free savings account, because that $1,260 is already covered by the interest exemption that you get of $23,800. Okay, guys, let's just get something right. I didn't mean to discourage you with that information, but just like everything else in life, we got different options and you have a chance to rectify any mistakes that you made if you think you've made a mistake. Now let me just discuss or mention some of the accounts that qualify as tax-free savings accounts or tax-free investments. The first one is the one that I've already touched on, fixed deposits offered by the traditional banks. Then you have unit trusts, collective investment schemes, retail savings bond, certain endowment policies issued by long-term insurers, linked investment products, and finally exchange-traded funds that are classified as collective investment schemes. So let me start by explaining the fixed deposit tax-free savings account. This is going to feel a bit more like story time, but yeah, so I'm sharing my personal experiences, right? So my first tax-free savings account was a fixed deposit account back in the days when the annual limit was 30,000. I think it was back in 2016 when it was introduced, because it was introduced in 2015 and then I had my first one in 2016. I then realized, this thing is not really growing and I'm not making money. It's like, it's not going anywhere. And I actually realized that, you know what? This is actually the normal traditional fixed deposit savings account. The only difference is that it's got the name tax-free attached to it. And the interest that I'm earning is not taxed. So it's tax-free. But then, what made me want to actually switch is that I realized that already SARS is giving me $23,800 exemption. So me investing in this, or saving actually in this savings account and regarding it as a tax-free, I'm not actually utilizing this benefit. So I'm going to share my long story of how I actually managed to transfer this tax-free savings account into one of my tax-free investment. It was almost a nightmare, but I actually got it and I got it right. So if you actually interested in having a tax-free savings account via the banks, you can visit one of the major banks. I'm pretty sure that almost all of them, they offer this, and you can ask them which savings account qualify as tax-free, and you can go for this option if you are more of a risk-averse, conservative investor type of a person. So yeah, guys, because you know with money, if you lose it, you lose it. So you must just save and invest wisely. But remember that you still have that allowance here, 23,800. So why don't you rather, I don't know, it's just my thinking, use 23,800 to cover the interest that you earn in the fixed deposit, and then the tax-free allowance for the other more interesting type of things that I'm going to touch on right now. Another tax-free investment option that we have is unit trust collective investment schemes. A unit trust is simply a portfolio of investments that has been divided into units. Take, for example, a loaf of bread and the different slices as units. With a unit trust, each unit is valued daily based on the value of the underlying investment portfolio. Just to go back to the example of bread, you have a choice to actually put either cheese or peanut butter on your bread every day, either as breakfast or lunch. And we all know that bread with cheese is way better than plain bread or even peanut butter at times. You have different unit trust options, and your portfolio could consist of shares, property, bonds, or other fixed income assets, both locally and offshore. With the exception of money market funds, the value of the units goes up and down as the value of the underlying portfolio fluctuates. So, for example, if the value of the share goes down, obviously, it will also reduce in units. Personally, I prefer a balanced fund unit trust. This gives me exposure into different asset classes under one fund. Plus, it helps me to reduce the risk of investing in a single asset class. A balanced fund unit trust generally has certain percentages in shares, property, cash, or bond. So if, like, for example, now the property market and the listed properties is doing bad, if that is doing bad, at least I am well balanced when it comes to shares, cash, or bonds. So that is the other option that we have to invest tax-free. So for those of you who are on Twitter, you will know that we've got Black Twitter, CBD Twitter, Santen Twitter, and we now have Finance Twitter. Like, this is a group of people, all they do the whole day, they tweet about finances, they just bombard us with a lot of financial information and what they're investing in. And one thing that they love tweeting about is ETFs, exchange traded funds. So I've also mentioned at the beginning that this is one of the options that we have to invest tax-free. Let me just explain what this term, exchange traded funds, mean. So an ETF is a list of investment products that track the performance of a group or a basket of shares, bonds, or commodities. These baskets are known as indices or indexes. An example of an index is actually the JSE Top 40. A JSE Top 40 index is a capitalization-weighted index which tracks the top 40 largest companies by market value that are traded on the JSE All Share Stock Exchange, or whatever they call it. So this is like they're taking the top companies either in finance, in tech, in like all the different industries, and they are part of the top 40 performing companies, and they track the index of how those shares are performing. Unlike investing in individual stocks, an ETF in a tax-free account spreads your risk by investing in a collection of companies and gives you exposure to the entire market. So it's not like, for example, this whole Steinhoff thing that's happening. Obviously, if you had invested in Steinhoff back in the days, now that it went bust, that means you lost your money. But in an ETF, if one company like Steinhoff was part of the top 40, if it does bad, they evaluate it, they remove it from the top 40, and then they replace it with number 41. The main thing that got us all excited back in the days in 2015 when this incentive was introduced is that all profits or earnings within a tax-free investment are 100% tax-free. This means you will not be taxed on capital gains, dividend withholding, and interest earned. Dividends on any growth on your investments do not impact your annual contribution limit. You can reinvest your earnings without impacting your contribution limit, provided you don't withdraw them. So you need to continuously keep on reinvesting them. In other instances, like with the ETFs, you can actually select that your dividends are reinvested. Obviously, that means compounding. Diakhula, so you will have more money in the long term. Because remember, these tax-free investments, they are not short-term where you can save next thing you are subtracting or next thing you are withdrawing your money. This is a long-term investment, as mentioned at the beginning. Ooh, talk about information overload. Ngaragi Finance Twitter all of a sudden. As you guys can see, we are spoiled for choice when it comes to tax-free savings and investment options. I've shared my views on investing tax-free in a money market or a fixed deposit account. I had to do some self-introspection a few weeks ago, and I realized that, you know what? I'm more likely to realize favorable returns over the long term if I transferred that initial tax-free savings account into a more aggressive investment portfolio, as it has been proven over time that equity will outperform cash and will actually beat inflation. There is no limit on the number of tax-free savings or investment accounts that one can have. So, for example, you can split your $36,000 in one tax year and invest maybe $18,000 in ETF and another $18,000 in a balance fund. I don't know. Whatever you choose is your choice. But remember, you will need to manage this very closely to make sure that you do not exceed your annual limit, which is $36,000. With that said, I would like to wish you a happy new tax year, guys. What that basically means is that we all know that on the 1st of March, our annual tax-free limit contribution was reset to $36,000 because obviously Ditombweni didn't gift us with an increase on this limit. But guys, to be honest, it doesn't matter. Now that you have been equipped with this wealth of knowledge, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to go back and reevaluate your strategy, look at your current tax-free savings if you have, and read up, listen to podcasts, and equip yourself with knowledge and make the right financial decisions for your current and for your long term, right? So with that said, guys, please share this episode, please subscribe, and till next time, guys, I'll be touching on the tax-free transfer. Yes, I'll be sharing my story on that. So yeah, thank you for listening. Bye.